Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
And as you heard there in Brian's news headlines, a criminal investigation is underway after a pump action shotgun seized by Gardaí, which should have been in secure storage as evidence, found its way back into the hands of people involved in serious organised crime. Well, Conor Lally is security and crime editor with the Irish Times, and Conor is on the line. Good morning, Conor.
Good morning, Claire.
So tell us about this gun and when it was first seized. It's way back in 2004, so 20 years ago.
Yeah, so essentially the first time we become aware of this gun, as you say, is back in 2004. And at that stage, it was held by a man who bought and sold firearms legally. There was a burglary at his property back in 2004, and several firearms were stolen during that burglary. And this pump-action shotgun was one of those guns. So obviously a Garda inquiry began at that stage into the burglary and to, you know, try and find out who was involved and obviously where the guns ended up. But it wasn't until a completely separate Garda search in the east of the country back in 2009, when a number of firearms were seized from people that the guards believed were involved in organised crime, that this pump-action shotgun turned up. So once it was seized in 2009, it was obviously analysed by the guards and they realised that it was one of the guns that was stolen 5 years earlier. So in 2009, obviously a second investigation began into how this gun ended up in the east of the country in the hands of organised crime. And at that stage, the gun would have been entered into the Garda's, you know, secure evidence system. So this is a system where everything is very carefully logged, you know, kept behind lock and key in the event it will be required as evidence in a court case. But in the last year, there was a completely separate investigation, again into organised crime, separate people, and a gun was found. And when it was analysed, the Gardaí realised that this pump-action shotgun found during the operation in the last year was the one that should have been in Garda storage since 2009. So now a major Garda inquiry is underway into how an item like that, which is, you know, a fairly heavy-duty item, even for organised crime, how an item like that, which should have been held by the guards under lock and key as evidence, ended up back in the hands of people involved in organised crime.
Right. So, so when you say secure storage, like, what does that mean? How are these things normally stored and who's in charge of them?
So this is, the Gardaí have a system called the Property and Exhibits Management System. It's called PEMS for short. This would have hit the news in recent weeks when a push bike, which had been registered under PEMS, was taken by a Garda member and loaned out to an elderly farmer in his area. That was obviously a fairly high profile case. He was, you know, placed under investigation. He was suspended from his job for several years. So this particular firearm, this pump action shotgun, would have been held under the PEMS system. And what that basically is that every item that's held there is supposed to be very closely guarded. It's supposed to be, you know, recorded properly. When there will be there'll be a database of all of the items that are in PEMS. This will link to particular crime investigations. So when a Garda member goes onto the Garda Pulse database and pulls up the records of a particular crime investigation, they should be able to know from that record where all of the items of evidence are being stored. Mm-hmm. And they will be stored in some PEMS storage area, depending on what part of the country these items have been recovered and where the investigation is underway. So this is, as I say, it's quite a complex and quite secure system. So anything going AWOL from that, whether it's a push bike or a, you know, pump action shotgun, is really serious. Obviously, in this particular case, it's very, very concerning because of the item that we're talking about. But the Gardaí seem to have no records at all as to how this pump action shotgun left this so-called secure PEMS lockup system sometime after it was seized in 2009, and they only realised it was back on the streets, as I say, when they staged an operation into feuding criminal gangs in the last year and found this shotgun. And when they tested the gun, they realised it was the same firearm that they should have had in the PEMS system since 2009.
Okay, and as you report today, this has gone right up to the top. I mean, there's concern, you say, within senior Garda management, and the Garda commissioner has sent a report to Helen McEntee, criminal investigation underway. But are there any theories as to what might have happened?
Well, the guards don't seem to know what happened. I mean, there, as you say, there is a criminal investigation underway into what happened to this firearm since last year. That's been underway. I obviously got wind of this last week, and we have a story in it today on IrishTimes.com. But, you know, they haven't drawn any conclusions as to where the, you know, how this gun found its way back onto the streets. I mean, look, any incident like this will raise concerns about possibly has somebody in on Garda Síochána Conn gone rogue and somehow taken this gun, supplied it to maybe people who are involved in organised crime. Now, look, that is speculation at this stage. We don't know that that's what happened. It could be the very poor storage of items. Items maybe, you know, could have been put in the bin even, that shouldn't have been. There could be a more innocent explanation, you know, still pretty bad, but we just don't know that yet. The criminal inquiry into this is actually underway still. A lot of people, Garda members in the area where this gun was being stored, have been spoken to, and they're, you know, they are still being interviewed, and this criminal inquiry is still underway. So certainly senior Garda management are very hopeful that they're going to find out what exactly happened, because an item like a pump action shotgun, you know, going AWOL from secure Garda stores and then ending up in the hands of organised crime, that's a really serious incident for the guards. In this PEMS system as well, you would have various other items being stored, you know, things like cash that's been taken from organised crime, drugs that have been seized from organised crime gangs. So you have a lot of items there that you don't want leaking out of the system and back into the hands of organised crime. So it's a real worry.
Yeah, and you would assume now there'll be a full audit of everything that's stored in that PEMS system that you've explained to us.
Well, certainly that particular PEMS lockup is in the east of the country. It's very close to where the gun was seized back in 2009. And there has been an examination of how that's being run and an audit of what, you know, what items are there, checks to see that everything that is supposed to be there is actually there. And if it isn't, are there records to show why it was taken from there? So that's all underway still.
All right, Conor, thank you very much. Conor Lally there, Security and Crime Editor with the Irish Times. Coming up next, Chef Mark Moriarty on why he's cooking dishes inspired by County Kerry's stunning coastal backdrop.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.